Let's begin with ladies prep basketball from last night. We had a low-scoring game at Bowman Academy. That is, unless your name was Faith Haggard, who didn't have a great shooting night, but still good enough to score 21 of her team's 37 points in the Eagles' 37-26 win over Hammond Wharton. After the game, we had some conversation with Bowman coach Thomas Smith.
I did see some good things. I think we could have did much better, but we are making progress as the season goes on. We're 3-3, but I did see a lot of light, and I did see some things shine on the girls today. So they did well in certain areas, but certain areas we still need to work on.
Well, one area I don't think you have to worry about working on is that Haggard had a big day today. You scored 37. She got 21 of the 37.
I know, and she was off today. She missed a lot of layups. Mm-hmm. She missed a couple free throws. She wasn't feeling well. She's actually sick right now because she had a little bug going on. But she did play well. But we still need everybody else to pick up the slack when she's down.
Girls basketball tonight, Crown Point heads to Lowell. The Bulldogs, by the way, number 2 this week in the coaches' poll. The Dogs are the only area team, boys or girls, ranked in the top 25 this week. Chesterton has a road date with East Chicago. Boone Grove hosts Covenant Christian. Hobart heads to Portage. Clark at Wheeler. Hebron at Griffith. And Westside heads to Bishop Knoll. In the NBA last night, it was a sweep for the home teams. The Bulls won 113-96 over Sacramento thanks to Zach LaVine with 28 points for Chicago. The Pacers also get the W over Memphis 113-106. In hockey, the Blackhawks were blitzed by St. Louis 4-0. And in Monday Night Football last night, Seattle beat Minnesota 37-30. And for Make Sure Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.